You can also follow us if you like on Twitter. Hashtag Unwired FM is our handle. Well, it's a pleasure now to welcome to the studio Anna Sitwell, who's going to be talking to us about the Human Project. Good afternoon to you. Great to see you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, I've sort of been sitting with this for a while and been reading through it and really love the idea and the various different layers of it, actually.
Right.
But I briefly described it in the introduction at the beginning of the show, which is it's been described as an effort to organise a global conversation about human needs and priorities using an online platform, asking such questions as what does it mean to be human in the 21st century and much, much more, of course. But I'm going to hand over to you to sort of widen that a little bit more and sort of put it a bit more into context as to what you want to create by this Human Project.
Well, you know, maybe it makes the most sense to start out how we started it all. Yeah, how we started it all. Originally, we were doing consulting work for clients, helping them understand the world that they're now in. What are the big challenges, sort of in what's known as the global agenda space, the big challenges that are going to affect us all. And as we went out trying to understand that space, what became fairly clear is that experts were sort of organized into tribes that didn't necessarily talk to one another, and that there was no master list of the issues that affected the survival and development of the species as a whole. And that struck us as really odd at the dawn of the 21st century. Like, we don't even have the intelligence to know what all these issues are. So we set about methodically developing a perspective and a framework and a master list of what all of these issues are. That was sort of...
That's a lot of issues, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
How did you go to sort of macro?
Right.
From?
And that's the perspective that we're talking about that's really interesting. Because in this day and age, really anything can be considered global. That's sort of the word that everybody likes to throw around like a beach ball at a Jimmy Buffett concert, you know? But the thing is that anything today can have global implications. So we had a very particular frame where what are the issues that are actually large enough to affect the survival and development of the species.
Okay.
And when you get to that level and you organize a coherent taxonomy, it's about 20 issues that you're really looking at, maybe like 15 to 20 issues.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
And how did you do that? How did you come up with those figures? I know you spent years, didn't you, with your colleague within this?
Yeah, it was pretty painful. The first thing that we tried to do was to define a perspective from which it made sense to look at the mess, right? Because most people are looking at it from, it totally makes sense from the perspective of, I'm a leader of a nation state. This is what my people care about. I'm the leader of a business. This is what I care about. I'm the leader of a regional industry. This is what I care about. And we felt that you needed to sort of get above all of those views and ultimately sort of take on what we're talking about, this new human identity that's anchored to the species as a whole. Now, clearly not everybody in the world can take that perspective, but there are millions of global citizens out there that have self-identified as already moving beyond the borders that they currently legally live within. They're people that are potentially capable of taking that perspective.
So you mean going from the I to the we, into the us, into the...
I'll go with that.
Yeah. I mean, one could argue that we do pretty much live in a rather atomized society where we've been pushed that way, I suppose, in many ways, to be so individually minded, individually thinking, and yet you're saying that now that has taken us to such a space where we're not thinking
about
the
big
whole
picture.
We're just only thinking about ourselves.
Yeah. Mm. And you know, there are a number of issues that could potentially take us out. So it is in service of our own survival to potentially think this way, at least some of us. It's a stretch, we know, but we also have a 40-year vision, so we're in this for the long haul. We don't think this is going to happen overnight. We don't think it's going to be easy. So,
Alexander, sorry, do you want to...
I love the optimism behind it, but We've just been talking before the break about the whole way that the green issue was obfuscated by big business interest. And the sad truth of our world today is that our leaders, business and government, do obfuscate issues that are critical to us because of vested interests. So we know that we think that wireless could well be harmful for us. Is the research being done? Is it getting out there? Is the conversation free enough about it? No, it's being obfuscated by special interest. And so on across, I think, all those big issues. And you mentioned that the human race would be pretty stupid to send itself down a plug hole. But actually, the captains of industry that are actually leading us are sending us down a plug hole. They're the guys mining. They're the guys killing the rainforests of Borneo. They're the guys filling the oceans with heavy metals so we can't eat fish anymore.
But going back, Alexander, we're not going to get onto this one again. Someone said it was a past political broadcast last time we got onto politics. One could argue, and obviously not in every country, and certainly not all around the world, is that the people democratically vote in these so-called leaders. And so if we were given more information or access to the bigger picture, then maybe we could use that as information to maybe change the way that we vote, or the people that we vote in, etc. I don't know.
But is the Human Project about information or conversation?
It's about both. And I would say that I agree with you that there are a lot of barriers and there are a lot of vested interests. I mean, after having studied this space for a while, I think we're pretty aware of what we're up against. At the same time, I would disagree in the sense that I think leaders themselves, there are plenty of leaders that are very aware of these issues and working really hard, probably overtime, doing a lot of great things, who knows whether they will add up, that are in a very difficult position. And it's not actually clear what the right course of action is. And from the outside, I think it can really be easy to get in somewhat of a blame game and say, oh, it's those other people, it's the vested interests, it's the leaders, it's the greed, it's the this and then that, where from the inside it can look quite different. Now, I'm not naive enough to say that everybody's a good person, certainly not where I'm coming from, and that there aren't big interests that have, slightly distorted aims. That's definitely not the perspective I would take either. I just think it's a lot more complicated than that, which makes the barriers that we're up against more complicated.
I think one of the things that's interesting to me is whether you're looking at the idea of bringing things back to the human scale. I think one of the things that I see is, a lot of the topics we've been talking about, everything has to be done on an industrial scale, which is counterproductive to the human scale. The human scale, socially, people aren't comfortable with very, very big social networks. I mean, a lot of research has been done, and we know that people, within, apart from 100 to 150 people, that's kind of the limit of the human scale of social interaction. Even physically, the human scale is much, much different to what, we've been seeing in terms of the industrial scale and people wanting to sort of create these big behemoths of organizations. And is that something that you see as one of the things that might come out of this, is really reminding everybody that we do have to come back to a sort of a human scale of doing things?
Yeah, I guess I never really thought about it that way, in the sense that we're trying to sort of reconceive of the human brand and to help people sort of expand their identity to that of the whole species. So in one way, it's a move towards something bigger, and in another way, it's saying it's what you already are. You're human. You live on this planet. There's a number of issues that are coming down the pike, and you, more than anybody else, or just as equally to everybody else, should start paying attention and getting organized to figure out what we can do. So I'm not, I've heard what you said, and I think that's part of it. This making it simple, like, you're human, we're all humans, like, we should get our act together at the dawn of the 21st century. And at the same time, we are asking people to expand their identity to something much larger.
Is it going to be used as a way to sort of crowdsource then and take action? Alexander was saying, is it conversation or what was it, or action, or what did you say?
Right.
Information. Yeah.
Conversation.
And I would also add on to that, or action.
Right. Yeah. Well, we see a couple phases, given some of the barriers also that you spoke to, Alexander. One is the first is launching the framework, launching what it is that we've been working on for the last couple of years, to see if we can begin to attract the minds that we've been following, both popular and those of high expertise. And then the next phase of that, which would probably be within, you know, 3 to 10 years, would be developing an online problem-solving platform where we can agree on what it is actually we're doing, what is the vision. Because there's if you don't really get clear before you move into action, you're going to have you're going to have some really confused action coming out of it. And then it would move into actually beginning to organize, to get to work to solve some of these things. Mm-hmm. Now, the timeline all depends on who we can get to join us and why by when.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We've got a fantastic introduction about what the Human Project is, and there's lots more levels and layers to it. I'd like to talk about the Human Manifesto 1.0 and also 2.0. How you've raised funds, and it's just incredible through microfunding how you've done that. There's an app as well, of course, that you've launched, which links it nicely to this technology show, and much, much more.